This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. And I'm your host, Dr. Hannah Roberts, and this is show number 22. In today's show, we are talking about a non-confrontational conversation template called Asking for What You Need. Because quite frankly, many of us, first of all, don't ask for any help whatsoever. We slip into that martyr mode of trying to do everything ourselves. And when we really do want something, sometimes those conversations don't always go quite to plan. And using a sort of structure to these conversations can really help. First of all, what we want to do is set up a meeting to specifically talk about the thing that we want to talk about. Because often we try to slip things, you know, on the end, tag it on the end of a meeting with a manager, you know, you want to talk about next steps in your career or a career raise or whatever it is that you want to ask for. And we don't give it the level of importance that it actually needs. So it ends up tagged on the end of something, missed off, not given the importance and the time and dedication that we actually need. And this can be conversations at home with partners as well. We try to say things while they're watching TV or whatever. And they're in, often people are in this modal box of thinking about this thing, and then we throw this other thing in and they can't shift into a new box to talk about that thing. So first of all, set an appointment, a time to specifically talk about the thing that you need. When you get to that time, you state how you feel and what you actually need. So you need to have thought about in advance something specifically that they can give you. So whether that's, you know, if you're talking to your boss about a raise, do they have a capacity to give you a raise? Is that within their capabilities? Or are you asking them to put in a request for you to somebody else? What can they specifically give you? So you start with how you feel, then you state what you need. Then you go to what's in it for you. So if you give me this raise, then I'm obviously going to be happier. I'm going to stay longer in this position. I can see that I'm going to grow with this company, whatever it is. And then on the other side then is the bit that everybody typically misses out. What's in it for them? What's in it for them if they help you to get what you need? And then you open up the conversation. So then you'll say something like, so what needs to happen or what information do you need from me in order to give me what I need? And open up that conversation. So those first key pieces, this is how I feel, this is what I need, this is what's in it for me, this is what's in it for you. We should be able to say those things in under a minute. What we tend to do is go off on one, you know. We say, this is how I feel, and last time you did this and you didn't do this, and we kind of trawl up some past stuff, and then the conversation loses focus. When we use this really clear, concise, stepwise system, it works so much better. So be really clear, get those four key points thought out in your head or write it out and get them working really succinctly in under a minute. And then opening up that conversation can take anywhere from, you know, 20 seconds, they'll be like, yep, I'm on it. You know, if you've asked them to do the washing up and that's the thing that you need. Anywhere from 20 minutes all the way up to, you know, 2 minutes all the way up to 20 minutes or maybe even longer. It depends what it is that you're actually asking for and the amount of conversation and back and forth that you need to go in order to do that. So what I'd like you to think about now is what's one thing that you would really, really actually need, and can you go ahead and go and ask for that thing? Let me know in the comments below what that one thing is going to be, and even come and join us in Breakthrough Unleashed, and we can take this to a whole new level with some feedback and lots of other good interactions in that space. So I hope you all have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you all next week. So bye for now. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.